4CMA Mobile.
Hey, Skeks. Afternoon, Simon.
How are you today?
Just heading to my next stop.
Your regular route, or anything different for you in the summertime, or you keep the same route?
The same thing. I'll make changes to it when I need to, but so far I haven't really had to make any big changes.
Understood. Now, I didn't know if there was anything in your industry that had a seasonal change to it. I'm still in that stage of life when summertime is very chaotic with kids and very different schedule and all that.
Affect my business some, like back to school. Guys spend their money on their kids, you know, can't blame them. So that kind of thing, the vacations. Summertime is generally my slower months.
Yes, understood. Well, hey, tell me this. How am I coming through? You're really noisy, at least noisier than you usually are, and I guess it could be your location. I mean, you and I are both mobile, but is the repeater just a bit noisy these days, or how do I sound to you?
You're a little scratchy, too. I'm over here on Wayhampton. I've usually got a really good signal right here.
Usual location, too, which is just south of downtown Greenville. So, I don't know, I'm a little surprised. In fact, when I first hit the repeater and I heard it send out its, its CW code, that sounded pretty noisy, too.
The temperature, stuff affecting it. I know that I don't think they put the primary repeater back into service yet. They were running on the backup, so that could have something to do with it, too.
I was talking to Dave not too long ago, W4DJW, and he was mentioning a number of things that they're planning to do on the repeater, including putting back up one of the older antennas. So, yeah, that could be it. But, hey, last time we talked, I was asking you if you'd heard anything from our old friend Alexander. I ended up catching him maybe just about a week later. I had a good time catching up with him a little bit and hearing what kind of new stuff he's getting into. So, he hadn't been on much, but it was good to catch up with him for a minute.
I haven't heard him on the air since that time you talked to him, which is, about 2 weeks ago.
Trick, if I'm coming through to you, give me 1 second. I couldn't hear any of that transmission, so let me see if it's for you. I'm going to get through a stoplight, and then I'll come back to you 1 minute. HKX, KZ4TMA, am I coming through?
About like you were before, so... but not any better.
Patrick, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just about, I can't quite read you at this point. I don't know, I'll mess around on mine a little bit, see if it's me, but I hope you heard my last one about catching up with Alexander. And actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to bump up my power, see if that helps. Give me 1 second.
I don't know if you can hear me, but I just bumped my power up, but it sounds like the repeater's a little scratchy this afternoon.
Yeah, I heard part of that. I'm now transmitting at 45 watts, so hopefully this will hit it. But it's not getting much better, and I'm actually at my destination, so I'll say 73s if you can hear this, and hopefully next time we can have a clearer conversation.
Simon, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
MA clear.
KFW Mobile.
4 HKX. Hey, Ken, is the repeater scratchy on your end?
Yeah, you both were pretty scratchy, but I could make you out all right when he was saying he couldn't.
It's probably something going on with the repeater because you're scratchy also. But I have backed into my next stop, so I'm here at John's. So I'll say 7-3 for now. I'll maybe catch you here in a little bit. KO4HKX, I'm clear.
Have a good one. I'll try to catch you later. KN4TFW, clear.
Just fine. How am I so lucky? KD2BNG.
KN4TFW.
Getting about scratchiness and noise, I'm hearing everyone fine. So, yeah, this repeater is funny, but I don't know. I'm not having any problem with anyone else.
You're pretty good yourself.
Briefly toward the end of that last transmission, I heard some scratchiness. I never know which is, who's more to blame, the radio or the repeater. Is it not receiving, not transmitting, or is the repeater being peculiar? So sometimes hard to track these things down.
Right. right about that. I think they've been having some repeater issues, and we're on a backup repeater right now.
Much about a backup repeater. I do know there is another repeater. There's that, what is it, 46852 repeater, which is on the other mountain, whichever mountain this one's not on. If this is the 610 repeater, the 146610, this is on Caesar's Head Mountain, but there's another W4NYK repeater, 14682 maybe, which is, what's the other mountain, Paris Mountain. No one ever uses that one, I never hear any activity.
With this one or the White Oak one, 147285, is really good.
North Carolina, or you're in the north part of the state, or that repeater is where? I don't know exactly.
Right at the state line on I-26. And that, but in the mornings, Patrick goes through a dead zone for the 610, so we usually switch over to the 285.
I don't know why no one really pays much attention to that other repeater. And that's the one that also has, if anyone still cares, has phone patch. The one that's on 46.82. You can make local calls using it, but it's a disused repeater. It's owned by the same club. But now, you know, I never really hear activity. If I hear any activity on the W4NYK repeaters, it's pretty much always this one.
There's a couple of others, but like you said, I don't ever hear anybody, so I always end up switching back to this one. And then at certain times of the day, this one's pretty dead.
One which is more reachable from you than me is there's oh, I forget the call sign already. It's the one on top of Mount Mitchell, which is probably heard halfway around the state. 45190 or something. You hear a bunch of activity on that one. And many of the other ones, you know, I'll hear once in a while.
To the Saturday morning nets on the Mount Mitchell one. If I happen to be out and about on a Saturday morning when they're calling, I'll check in.
Copy that.
Come on in.
This repeater, I was all the way over in Florence where you turn and go to the beach off of I-95, and I was sitting there and I could hear this repeater.
You're certain it was this one, because there's a 610 repeater somewhere in Tennessee, and there might be one in North Carolina, and there might be a third one somewhere else. In fact, that's sometimes the problem, is people trying to hit that repeater end up here, and you know, you don't... You know, you'll hear something that's scratchy and unintelligible. That might be traffic trying to get the other repeater. Florence is like all the way on the coast. If you get that from here, that's unusual.
At a truck stop over there, and I could hear it. I recognized the call signs and who was talking. And that, so it was definitely this repeater. I couldn't get back to it. But I could definitely hear it.
And you heard it. You weren't likely to be able to respond to it. Yeah, I suppose that's possible. This one's got a pretty good reach. I'd say it's got a radius of 80 miles, 100 miles maybe. Now, depends where you are, I suppose.
If say if you're in the right spot down in Columbia, you can make it.
Transmit to it. From Columbia, that's going to be a stretch. I'll have to try that sometime. this is the better antenna. If I'm the radio in the car, I don't have the antenna that's as good. Although this antenna isn't very much better, this is just the copper tubing J-pole, and it isn't even outside. It's just sitting in the corner of the room.
I keep one on my car here. I tore up my good one on a drive-through awning. It just snagged. It just snatched it apart, and that was the one I was using when I was over in Florence because it had a lot of gain.
I got on the car now is the little quarter wave, the 19-inch quarter wave, whatever it is. You know what I'm thinking I could do? I'll get it in there for 10 meters and put it on the car. A little fiberglass, 4 or 5 foot long fiberglass one. I'll use that on 2 meters.
And that's anything to get out, right?
Work, and I'll even do that here. I'll build a much, much, much bigger J-pole for 10 meters. That way I have 10 meters and 2 meters. And actually, in theory, you could build an antenna if you just get exactly the right length. You can get 2 meters, 10 meters, and you can sort of get 70 centimeters. You'll be at the bottom of 70 centimeters. But yeah, time to build a somewhat better antenna.
I've built my own, and then I've, always put up a store-bought one or a wire or something. I had a wire up for HF, but I've switched to something different now since I cut my trees down.
It's an easy design. Doesn't need a ground plane. Just keep it away from metallic walls and electronic equipment. The secret to the J-pole is you got to make a little choke of 4 or 5 turns of coax and put that out here right near the feed point. That's the secret to, that's how you make it work. But yeah, a half-inch copper tubing. And if you can sort of figure out opportunity tubing, you don't have to solder it that well. It's not like it's got to hold water. But it's an easy thing to make.
And I have a 2 meter at the house, although all I have for the radio is just the HT. So I got it all hooked up and that. And I just gotta unscrew my HF and screw it onto my HT, and then I can be on 2 meters.
Teddy, you'll see what I mean. There's a variation of the J pole called the C pole, where the long element. You've got another little section that bends it, that goes at a right angle and comes back down. So it looks like a paperclip. And there's a gap between the short section and this, this other longer section that's coming down from the top. C-pole and J-pole. Look them up easy enough to find information. There was a J-pole calculator somewhere. Type in the frequency and we'll give you the dimensions of the long element, the short element, the gap between the elements. There's four measurements. The distance between the elements and the fourth variable is how far up to put the feed point. I know there's a J-pole calculator in a couple of places.
Studied up on any of that. Kind of a little bit out of my wheelhouse right now, and I definitely don't need another project going on right now for sure.
Just not much of a project. Cut pieces of copper and put them together. Mine looks like Guido the alcoholic plumber soldered it, but it doesn't have to hold water, it just has to hold together. The other project I really need to do right now is build something else for HF. I haven't had a proper HF antenna since the whatever wire I had strung through the trees basically fell down. I never bothered to replace it.
That, the MFJ, I'll call it a 2104, and it just has, four hamsticks screwed into it and that, but it, I've had good results out of it. I can't complain at all.
It's an octagonal thing for four pairs of antennas, right? So take your two 75-meter antennas and your two 40-meter antennas and your two 20-meter antennas and whatever else and just screw them in opposite sides. Yeah, I've seen that, the octopus. Wasn't that cheap, though. I thought it was a $200 or $300 thing.
In there, but they have a version that you can, you know, you can make. They showed you how to make one, and that was, I don't think they had $50 in making it. Well, the ham sticks cost, but they're relatively inexpensive compared to the hub.
You had something that basically held two ham sticks, you know, basically pointing in opposite directions, you know, to make a dipole out of two ham sticks. I don't know how well that ever worked. But, yeah, you know, you could do that. I might end up doing something like that. That might be the easiest thing to do. The other thing I could do is, just outside the window of the ham shack is a van that's probably never going anywhere ever again. So I could put a bunch of mag mounts with a bunch of ham stick verticals on the top of that thing. Is one way in.
DFW Mobile.
2BNG. Yeah, let me, I gotta get out of here and do grocery shopping because I realize I have no food at this point, but when I get to the car, maybe I'll tune into this repeater. But, yeah, it's hot out, too, man. It's one of those days you don't want to move, especially if you have no air conditioning. I haven't, you know, there's no central air, and the little window air conditioners don't really do much anymore. But, yeah, okay, let me get out of here, and I'll talk to you later. It's Katie 2BNG.
You have a good one, KN4 TFW.